Good evening. We begin this victory service in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We have come together to seek God's comfort in our sorrow, but also to rejoice in the promise of the resurrection. Grace and peace to you from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who said, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, as we gather together today in loving memory of our dear sister Elaine, we also remember you, dear Savior. Because of you, there is joy in our sorrow. Because of you, there is hope in our grief. And because of you, there is the promise of life everlasting, even in death. Give us your comfort and peace today as we remember the blessed life that you gave Elaine, and fill us with your peace all the days of our lives, until we meet her again on the last day. In your saving name we pray. Amen. I invite you to join with me in the responsive reading from 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 through 18, that begins on the bottom of page 2. "But I do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning those who have fallen asleep, lest you sorrow as others who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, God will bring with him those who sleep in Jesus. For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who are asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And thus we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort one another with these words." You may be seated. We'll continue with singing the next hymn, "Amazing Grace."
Was lost, but now aware,
our scripture readings today, we will read God's definitions of love and faith. It was God's love in Christ for Mama and the faith that he created in her heart that gives us true comfort, true hope, and yes, true joy today, even in the midst of sorrow. Our first reading is from 1 Corinthians chapter 13. We'll read verses 4 through 8. Love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends. And then Hebrews 11, verse 1 says, faith is being sure about what we hope for, being convinced about things we do not see. Here ends our scripture readings. Please rise. Let's join now and confess our faith in the one true triune God with the words of the Apostles' Creed on the middle of page 4. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. The sermon text that has been chosen for our meditation and comfort and encouragement today is from Romans chapter 12, verse 12. Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing steadfastly in prayer. These are the words of our Lord. Let us pray. Let the words of our mouths and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. Although I only had the privilege of meeting Mama a few times, Sue reminded me this week that she saw me a lot more than I saw her. She faithfully watched the videos of our sermons and church services online each week. So in a sense, as you put it, I was her pastor for the last couple of years, and she saw me, of course, a lot more than I saw her. But one of the times I did meet Mama in person was, I think this was the first time I met her, was at her son Richard's memorial service. I was told that she really did enjoy that service and appreciated the service and enjoyed the words of the sermon that day because what I had preached about was Jesus. She said, I want my funeral, I want my service to be like that, all about Jesus. So I think that Mama would be very happy with the message and the worship service today. For while we are gathered here in loving memory of Elaine, above all, we want to emphasize the most important person here that we are remembering, and that is Jesus. The text that has been chosen for our comfort and our encouragement for today was just that one short verse, but a very powerful verse from the Apostle Paul in his letter to the Romans. And he wrote by inspiration from God, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing steadfastly in prayer. Especially in times of tribulation and loss, our Savior encourages us through his Apostle Paul to rejoice, persevere, and pray. Rejoicing in hope, that's the first phrase in that verse. Rejoice even in death? Yes. In Jesus, the resurrection and the life, there is rejoicing even in death. We can rejoice because of Jesus, because of his life, his resurrection. Mama is with Jesus. We can rejoice that because of Jesus, we will see her again in heaven as well. That gives us great reason to rejoice. And as this same Apostle Paul once wrote in Philippians, he said, "Rejoice in the Lord always." And again, I will say, rejoice. That is the key phrase, in the Lord. Paul actually wrote those words from prison. He wasn't rejoicing in his circumstances. He wasn't rejoicing because he had everything he wanted in his earthly life and could see all of his loved ones at that time. His joy was in the Lord. Our joy is in the Lord as well. Jesus also gives us true peace in our hearts. Jesus said the night before he was crucified, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." And later in that same chapter, he said, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." The second phrase in this verse from Romans chapter 12 tells us to be patient or persevering in tribulation. The Greek word that's used there in that verse means to endure, to continue firm, to persevere. It's a word that comes from a word that means to remain behind when others depart, to refuse to flee, to hold out, to stand one's ground, to endure. Does that sound like Mama or what? By God's grace, she was enduring and persevering, and endured and persevered for 97 years of this life. That life for certain held many joys and blessings for her. As you will hear in her obituary, she was a remarkable and very gifted woman. But her life was also filled with trials and hardships, as all our lives contain as well. But through it all, the good times, the bad times, the blessings, the difficulties, the Lord was with her, blessing her, guiding her through his word, which in the last months of her life she was able to listen to constantly and draw comfort and spiritual strength from, as well as anyone else who was in earshot of her Bible recording player. Paul concludes our verse with these words, continuing steadfastly in prayer. Mama definitely took those words to heart. As you've told me, she prayed for everyone. She prayed for people on their birthdays, on their anniversaries, on special occasions, many different moments for many different people throughout her life. She was definitely steadfast in prayer. I would say her prayer life was one to emulate. A reminder that we can turn to Jesus in this time of loss, any time of grief, in times of loneliness and sadness, at any time, in any circumstance. As that familiar hymn states, "What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer." You shared with me that Mama also once wrote, and this will be read in the obituary as well. She wrote these words. She said, "My deepest prayer, O Lord, is to know you and to serve you all the days of my life." Well, thanks be to God that he did answer her deepest prayer. And thanks be to God that because he sent Jesus for Mama and for all of us, she is now serving God in heaven's perfect joy and peace forever. Amen. We continue with the reading of the obituary. Mildred Elaine Hawker fell asleep in Christ on October 21st, 2022, at 97 years old. She was born to James, Jake, Lily, and Myrtle May, Nee Bryant, and raised from humble beginnings on farms in rural Texas. She was baptized at 14 years old in 1939 and confirmed in Christ at age 17 in 1943. During World War II, she served as a nurse's aide. She married Richard Monroe Hawker in 1945, and they moved from Texas to Burbank, California in 1946. In 1947, she completed coursework at a finishing school for modeling. She and her husband both worked at Lockheed Martin in Burbank. In 1955, they were transferred to the Bay Area and lived in Cupertino while they built their home in Saratoga, California. Mildred had a long career at Lockheed in administration. In 1976, she received teaching credentials to train future leaders at Lockheed. When her son was young, the family enjoyed traveling across the country, backpacking, and motorcycling. In her civic life, she was involved in Toastmasters, which is a speech and debate organization, and the local Women's Republican group. She was active in local politics, especially in advocating for traditional values. She volunteered her time entertaining disadvantaged children as a clown. Her hobbies included gardening, sewing, decorating, reading, research, and writing. She was preceded in death by Emmett and Marion, also known as Shorty, her brothers, and Richard Hawker, her son. She is survived by Iris Connor, her sister, Beth Hawker, her daughter-in-law, Susanna Blank, her granddaughter, and her husband, Tim, and Rachel and Elizabeth Blank, her great-grandchildren. Throughout her life, Mildred was devoted to the study of Scripture and had an active prayer life. Her life and actions could be summarized by this prayer of hers: "My deepest prayer, O Lord, is to know you and serve you all the days of my life." I invite you to please rise. Let's join our hearts together in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we are thankful and grateful to you for the blessed life you gave to your daughter, Mildred Elaine Hawker, and for giving her your peace in this life and a peaceful end and relief from her physical burdens and pains. We rejoice that she is now sharing the eternal joys of heaven with her Savior Jesus and all the believers that have gone before her. Comfort her family members and loved ones with the knowledge that she is sharing the eternal joys of heaven with you, where there is no sin, no sorrow, no pain, and no death. Comfort all of us also with the joy that when we say goodbye to a departing Christian, it is not forever, but rather we say, till we meet again on the last day, when we will be with you and Mama and all the believers in Christ on heaven's glorious shore. Sustain and keep all of us in saving faith through your word until our final day comes. In your Son Jesus' saving name we pray, and in his name now we join together in praying the prayer that he taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Receive now with peace-filled hearts the blessing from our Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. Amen. We'll close our service with a hymn that Mama loved and enjoyed. The hymn, Stand Up for Jesus. I invite you to remain standing for this hymn if you are able.
Yeah.
You may be seated. Thank you for joining us today for our memorial service. Everyone is invited after the service today to a reception and some food in the fellowship hall and a time to share memories of Elaine. Why don't we, before we go into the fellowship hall, say the table prayer together, and then we can eat when we go in. Come, Lord Jesus, be our guest, and let these gifts to us be blessed. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.